60 Point Night. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
It was 50 years ago this week that a Michigan high school record was set that has stood the test of time. I'm talking about the 60-point performance the Fenville Flash, Richie Jordan, put on in the old Battle Creek Central Fieldhouse against Bridgman in a regional semifinal game in the Class C boys basketball tournament in 1965. Jordan's legend still looms larger than life. Regarded as the state's all-time top high school athlete and one of its best basketball players ever, he averaged an incredible 44.4 points per game as a senior without the benefit of a three-point shot. And he could score from well at anywhere on the court, including dunking the ball with two hands behind his head, especially impressive since he was only 5'7". Fans flocked to watch the Blackhawks, with one crowd approaching over 9,000 at the old Reed Fieldhouse at Western Michigan University, where he scored a Fieldhouse record 49 points, 24 in the fourth quarter, in a come-from-behind victory over Kalamazoo Hackett. Fenville roared into the regional at the Central Fieldhouse with an impressive district final victory over Middleville and were proving to everyone that the Blackhawks were more than a one-man show. But when the ball went up against Bridgman, center Chuck Green suffered an ankle sprain that would sideline him for the rest of the night, and forward Henry Longhuisen, who scored 33 in the district finale against the Trojans, was already nursing a sore hip, setting up the need for Jordan to put the team on his back. Bridgman decided to let Jordan shoot, and he did. He hit 25 of 51 field goal attempts and 10 of 14 free throws as the Blackhawks built 13-point leads on two occasions. The Bees, however, ultimately proved up to the task and rallied for a 101-91 win. Jordan had eclipsed the career scoring record of Stevenson's marvelous Mel Peterson, finishing with 2,210 points. And no one has come close to Jordan's single-season scoring average record since then. In fact, it took 20 years for Mark Brown of Hastings to top Jordan's single-season scoring average mark of 31.1 points. Jordan's 60 points against Bridgman topped his own tournament single-game record of 55 points set just 4 days earlier against Middleville, and the closest anyone has come since was when Dirk Dunbar of Cadillac threw up 57 in a 1971 district game against Clare. In fact, no one has scored 50 or more points in a boys' tournament game since Dunbar and Owasso's Kirk Skinner, with 51 points, did it in districts 44 years ago. Jordan, while never getting to play on the biggest high school stage of the day, Michigan State University's Jennison Fieldhouse, was on Parade Magazine's five-man All-America team that year with the likes of Lew Alcindor, whom you probably better know as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He finished his high school career owning state records for rushing in football, scoring in basketball, and batting average in baseball. He was also the first Michigan athlete to be inducted into the National High School Sports Hall of Fame. We've got a little random film of Richie Jordan you can watch on the MHSAA YouTube channel this week, and we spiced it up a bit with some of the radio play-by-play from the late Tom Taube's call of that Fenville-Bridgman game from WKZO Radio in Kalamazoo. Just a little, but a great taste of the magic of March. More March magic comes your way this week on MHSAA TV with live streaming video of the finals and semifinals of the ice hockey tournament, both days of the girls' gymnastics finals, and Saturday's finals in the Lower Peninsula boys' swimming and diving tournament. Follow the March on MHSAA.tv. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network.